If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hey, fellow adults. Let's figure out adult life together.
Because adulting wasn't taught in school. Listen to stories, questions, and sometimes expert advice on adulting, self-development,
finding stability, relationships, health, well-being, and more, because
it's an adult thing.
Woot woot!
Hi guys! Hi fellow adults, your adulting duo slash momshies slash ates slash tropa are back. This is Nika.
And this is Carla, bringing you a brand new episode. And syempre, magpapasalamat muna tayo sa fellow adults natin who shared our previous posts and episodes.
Yes.
Thanks a lot to Chinito Travels, DannyJ.png, Benj Villagracia, RD, Marielennial on Twitter, and Je Cart, who re-listens to our episodes. Yung last daw niyang nirelisten yung gratitude episode. Kailangan daw niya at this point in her life.
I agree. Ako rin, sometimes I re-listen to our episodes to remind myself yung mga lessons ng episodes natin.
Correct.
Yan. And thank you din kay Teresa Uy. Sabi niya sa IG, ang dami ko laging natututunan sa podcast na to. Highly recommended! Exclamation point. Thank you sa paggawa ng mga podcast na may value added sa buhay. Hehehe. Limang exclamation point. Ang dami.
Diba?
Another shout out para naman kay Zachy Giver. Sabi niya, snowing here in UK, best companion talaga ang podcast nyo during my rest days. More power, guys.
May pa-snow si Koya.
International. Sana nainitan ka sa aming mga episodes. Ah, itong Naku, episode mami! Na to.
Mainit-init pa at mainit ang topic.
And also, hello and thanks to Hazel Marie na bukod sa pag-share ng episode natin sa social media, nag-message pa. She said, hello, it's an adult thing. Thank you for another relatable episode. I'm thankful because listening to you is always such a great way to de-stress. Mabuhay kayo and thank you sa makabuluhang discussions palagi. Sparkle. Wishing you all the best things in life. Sparkle.
Mami, gusto ko yung instinctively when we say because, may tono na talaga. Because it's an adult thing.
Gotta stick to the branding. Gotta stick to the branding.
Alala ko, meron akong former student na listener din. Kasi pag magtatanong ako sa class, halimbawa may i-share akong SOP o kaya sila yung may i-share, tapos tatanungin ko, sabihin ko, because... Sabi nila, it's an adult thing. Nakakainis.
Mga bastos.
Wait, eto pa. Isa pang thankful tayo, Ma'am Shnika.
Yes.
Thank you po sa British Council. Because ladies in STEM, as in science, technology, engineering, and math, the British Council is offering scholarships in the United Kingdom. Fuck. So if you're a woman, you're in STEM, and you want to study in UK for free, check out niyo yung link sa episode description kung paano mag-apply.
Maraming salamat po sa inyong lahat. Punta na tayo sa topic natin for today. If you've seen the episode title, yes po, tama po, we will be talking about our unpopular opinions. Mm-hmm. Yung mga paniniwala namin ni Carla na taliwas sa mga sikat or widely celebrated opinions these days. So, we'll be explaining kung ano yung popular opinions that we disagree with and then why we disagree with them.
But first, Siyempre, magkamustahan muna tayo by asking our recent adulting highlight and adulting lowlight.
Yeah. Gusto ko yung may pa-highlight.
Highlight.
And lowlight.
Yes. We're a podcast, eh. Kailangan.
Yes.
Sarap
may audio.
Audio
factor.
Audio is king. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Mamshi, Carla, what's your adulting highlight and lowlight?
Pinaka-recent na naisip ko. So, edi ano nga, no? Di ba may dinidate ako?
What?
So, we had an LQ.
Shut Oh.
We had an LQ. Mm-hmm. So, yun yung lowlight.
About kwento.
Charot. Alam mo, ang hirap i-kwento kasi basta sala sa labat. Tapos after 3 days, nagkaroon siya. So she's like, PMS ko lang yata. Pero sabi ko naman, it's okay kasi ang dami rin naming na-discover both about ourselves tsaka yung tendencies namin towards each other. So, hindi rin sayang yung LQ na yon. Which leads me to my highlight. I feel like we handled the conflict maturely.
Fact.
So, I'm proud of that.
Paano po na-handle?
Ganito, charot. Kasi nga, pina-follow ko si Gottman, di ba?
Akala ko pina-follow mo si God. Wow!
Of course, I'm a very devout follower of God. Charot! Shit, Gottman. Ito na ba yung first unpopular opinion natin? The Gottman Institute.
The Gottman Institute. Yun!
Yearn! And isa sa mga strong recommendations nila, kapag may conflict, turn towards each other, not away. So, she asked lang for some time para magpahupa ng emotions. Pero, that night then we met and resolved things and okay naman.
Okay.
So, natuwa ako na I see potential in such partnership. Let's see.
Love it.
I love it too, Charles. Ah! Alade! Leche! Ikaw na nga, highlight lowlight mo, mami.
Ang recent adulting lowlight ko ay, I'm using my phone too much.
Oh.
Like, bago matulog, hawak ko yung phone ko. Pagkagising ko, una kong kukunin phone ko. And it's more frequent lately. I don't know why. Pero, it's more phone usage than usual. So, medyo kailangan ko siyang ilayo, ganyan. And I think what helped me was meeting up with friends or, you know, eating together, ganyan. Yung kailangan may activity na may kausap talaga ako. Otherwise, I would look at my phone.
Yung ibang listeners natin, ha? Low light ba yun? Parang everyday habit ko yun.
Low light yun.
True.
Yun.
Ba't kaya?
Maybe I'm trying to distract myself from something. I don't know what it
is. Yeah, I wonder what the trigger is or what you're avoiding.
Yeah. Okay, next. Charot. Wow.
Oh, highlight.
In-avoid talaga. Joke yun. So,
speaking of avoiding.
So, kailangan kong maging aware and mindful na, hawak mo na naman yung phone. Ganyan. So, yun. My highlight is, last weekend, we went to the coffee festival in BGC.
I saw your posts.
Yeah, we took our dogs, si Bingo and si Petchay, doon sa park. Tapos we met our friends. May dala din silang dogs. Tapos uminom kami ng kape. Kahit hindi ako umiinom ng kape, pero masarap yung kape nila. Check out Combi Brew on Instagram. Sarap ng kape nila. Yun, wala, ang saya lang. It was just super fun. Kahit mainit, you know, it was like, super chill. And I didn't use my phone while we were together talking, which was a highlight.
Good.
Fun.
Congrats on that.
Yes.
Yeah. Nainggit nga ako sa mga posts mo eh. Parang coffee haven, tas ang daming dogs.
Oo nga, ba't di kita in-invite? Eh, ikaw yung mahilig sa kape. umaga kami nagpunta.
Okay, kung umaga tulog pa ako nun.
Although, until hapon naman yung event. So,
saan ngayon?
BGC.
Oh,
sa High Street.
Pag may next event na ganun. Let me know.
Gigi.
O game, eto na. Usapang unpopular opinions.
Okay.
By the way, hindi lang unpopular opinions namin ni Nika ang i-share namin, ah. Pati Opo. Unpopular opinions nyo. Opo. So, throughout the episode, we'll be reading some of your answers nung nagpa-crowdsource kami about our tribe's unpopular opinions. So, ating abangan ang mga juicy stands ng listeners natin.
So, bakit ba ito yung topic natin? Share na rin natin, Carla. Why did we choose this topic?
Sige. Wala lang.
Trip lang ba natin na mangkontra today? Mema lang. Masabing minority
today,
opinion.
We choose violence.
Yes.
De, kasi here in our adulting tribe, correct me if I'm wrong, ha?
You're wrong. Charat.
Yes, thank you for the correction.
Gusto lang pala talaga makontra.
Galit, PMS ka rin today, mami.
Tapos na, post-menstrual
syndrome.
Gusto ko yung alam na ng listeners natin yung menstrual cycle.
Hindi rin, kasi matagal tayo mag-release after recording.
Oh, pero consistent tayo this month.
Oh, kasi may sponsor. Good job po sa sponsors. Napipilitan kami mag-release ng episodes.
Highlight yun, ah.
Highlight yun. Appear tayo dyan, mami. Bakit nga ba? Teka, inisip ko ba ito yung topic natin? Ayun nga. Kasi nga, I think ha, here in our adulting tribe, we value diversity in opinions. Mm-hmm. Tsaka, we encourage healthy discussions with different perspectives. Yep. Kasi nga, ayaw natin ng groupthink or yung echo chamber lang, diba? Mm-hmm. So, ayaw naman natin na kung ano lang yung ipamana or kalakihan natin na kind of thinking or ano lang yung trendy or uso na kind of thinking, tatanggapin na lang natin without scrutiny, without critical thinking. Mm. I mean, unity and harmony are nice, but there's always value in hearing out dissenting or opposing opinions.
I agree.
Diba? After all, if you think about it, after all, lahat naman ng mga nagsishake ng status quo, hindi akin na status, status quo.
Quo,
Quo, yeah. I think they all start with an itching, unpopular opinion. So, wala namang mawala if we hear them out. What you think?
I agree. And para lang clear, we're not being relativists here. Relativist.
May magkakamag-anak. Charot.
Parang hindi. We're not saying na truth is relative. Hindi rin tayo fan na, basta, just respect my opinion. It's my opinion. Respect it.
Charot. Period. No
period. Aries. Uh-huh. Topu-topu. Padla ko lang susi.
Topu-topu? What's topu-topu?
Di mo alam yun? Topu-topu, no erase. Hindi ko rin alam meaning niya. Pero basta topu-topu, no.
Okay. Alam ko lang yung padlock at tapon sa dagat.
Ayan. Ayun. So, hindi po ito ganun, yung basta respect my opinion. Kumbaga, we have the right to have opposing opinions. But it's our responsibility to help other people understand our take on certain issues para rin makatulong sa own thinking process nila or natin.
Diba? Actually,
not necessarily to convince them, pero para lang may exchange tayo ng perspectives ng isa't isa. That is, if the other person is willing to learn about our stance. So, hopefully, willing kayo to hear us out. Kagaya nga nung sabi ni Carla kanina, we encourage healthy discussion. So,
try natin, Nika, na hindi makipagbardagolan today.
Sige. With that body language. Sige!
Sige! Habang nagtataas ng manggas.
Hear us out and then we'll also hear you out.
Habang sumasagot sila sa podcast, habang nakikinig.
Ayan, si Pechay, I hear her, diba? Ayan, oh.
Diba? Go lang, sama natin sa edit yan.
arf! Yeah.
Pero guys, if you happen to disagree with what we'll share naman, please let us know by sharing this episode with your own take on our discussion. Lagay nyo sa caption yung thoughts nyo. Kasi feeling ko may mga hindi mag-agree eh. And we welcome that. We welcome that. That's part of critical thinking. So we embrace the vulnerability na baka may mag-disagree sa atin. And we try to have intellectual humility by considering na baka may flaw sa reasoning natin. Try ha. Try lang, guys. We'll try our best. So let us know your thoughts after.
Yeah. So after ng mahabang disclaimer na yon, dun na po nagtatapos ang ating episode.
Yay! It's an adult thing! Kinabahan bigla. Hindi, kaya natin to.
Yes, so after ng disclaimer na yon, it's time for us to share some of our unpopular opinions, Carla. Mm-hmm. Pero, i-delay pa natin.
Sige! Magkantahan muna tayo.
Unahin muna natin yung sa fellow adults natin, yung unpopular opinions nila.
Sige.
So, nagpa-crowdsource tayo. At eto, ang ilan sa mga sabi nila. Eto, sabi ni underscore with love hope underscore, I don't see the point in marriage. It's just a product of capitalism and patriarchy.
Ooh.
Medyo pareho sila ng sabi ni Skyline 777, Kay, sabi niya, people don't need to get married.
Nagre-react ba tayo or wag na muna?
Ganito, sabihin natin if we agree or not.
Shucks, ang hirap ng yes, no lang. Personally, I see the point in marriage, but I don't see the point in pressuring each other. Na dapat ikasal kayo or by this age, dapat kasal na kayo. Yeah. Like ako, personally, I don't feel the need to get married. Mm-hmm. But marriage as a ritual, as a social ritual, I see the value in it. But it shouldn't be required.
Mm-mm. I agree that marriage is practical.
Oh.
Parang you need it in society right now. Mas madali kasi kapag legal kayo. Practical.
For legal and practical purposes.
Yes.
Uh-uh.
And I agree that it is a product of capitalism and patriarchy. Mm. More of yung wedding, the wedding industry is a product of capitalism.
Totoo naman. It's a Western thing. It's an American thing.
Ano?
Yung sa akin, I see the value in the ritual. Mm. In the social collective ritual.
Okay.
Pero hindi ako naniniwala na marriage yung goal ng relasyon, na yun yung happily ever after. Napaka-misleading nun.
Uh-huh.
Yun. Yes. Yun lang naman.
Okay. Next.
Oh my God. First,
mahaba
first
to,
hot take pa lang yun na. Huwag na nga natin i-discuss. Hayaan na natin silang ma-misinterpret ng listeners natin. Joke lang. Eto, next. Sabi ni Abby Francis, I'm not sure if I read it right. Sabi niya, kids are not obligated to give back to their parents. Tas quote-unquote, utang na loob. Siguro sinasabi niya na out of utang na loob, no?
Yeah. Mm-mm.
I think, shocks, wala tayong data. I cannot claim this. Eto na lang. I feel like, as a society, ang popular opinion is kapag lumaki ka na, may trabaho ka na, it's your turn to give back, quote-unquote, kasi nga utang na loob, di ba? Pero happy ako na parang nagiging popular na rin, nagiging na ng traction.
Yes.
Yung gantong sentiment, yung tulad nga ng sinasabi ni Abby Francis, na hindi asset or investment ang anak.
Yeah.
Di naman nila hiniling na ipanganak mo sila eh, tapos bigla silang
exactly.
May obligasyon.
Exactly. Ikaw may gusto niyan eh, na magkaanak. Tapos, biglang meron palang kaakibat na responsibilidad agad. Walang kamalay-malay yung sanggol.
Panalo, mami, yung nag-viral na remark ni Maine Mendoza.
I love Maine. You know, she has
I love her!
She's very opinionated and smart. And hindi siya natatakot na mag-speak up against problematic statements.
Correct. And since she's so likable, she doesn't sound as if she's arguing.
Yeah.
No?
Oo. And she doesn't sound condescending. So, hindi rin siya nakaka...
Yes.
Kaka-off, kumbaga. So, si Maine Mendoza, host nga siya ng isang variety show, di ba? Mm-hmm. So, meron doon isang contestant na sabi niya sa anak niya, mag-aral kang mabuti, magporsige ka, etc., etc., para gumanda yung buhay natin.
Okay.
At dahil alam kong ikaw yung makakaahon sa amin sa kahirapan, sabi nung nanay.
Oh my God! Okay.
Tapos, sabi ni Maine,
dun sa nanay,
bata ka pa, nanay, kayo mag-asawa, may pagkakataon pa kayo para palakihin at pagandahin yung buhay ninyo. No? Sabi ni Maine, tsaka bata pa si yung anak nila, huwag nating ipasa sa kanya ang responsibilidad.
Pak!
Pak! Agree naman.
Super, super agree. Sana mapag-isip-isip yung parents, no?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And I love that she did it in a very popular variety show.
Yes, maraming makakarinig.
Yes, love
mamaya,
it.
May babanggitin ako about social responsibility ng celebrities. Pero mamaya na yon. Dito Sige. Muna tayo sa hot take ng fellow adults natin.
Sige. Pangalawa pa lang yan. Next! Ito naman, sabi ni Main_charm. Sabi niya, sorry, but matcha coffee is... Parang yung emoji na kulay green na parang...
Masusuka?
Oo. I have no opinion on this because I have never tried it.
Okay, in fairness, I love matcha tea and I love coffee, as you know, Momsh.
Mm-hmm.
Pero nung tinry ko yung matcha coffee ng sikat na coffee shop, na madalas bilhan nating mga burgis. Mami, parang ako, tapon pera, ano to?
Oh.
Like, hindi naman siya kadiri, pero naka-cancel out kasi nila yung lasa ng isa't isa. So, sana bumili na lang ako ng magkahiwalay na matcha tsaka coffee. Agree ako dito kay Main Charm.
Okay.
Baka si Main Mendoza to ah.
Oh my gosh!
Charles!
Asa!
Listen! Charat! Ito naman, sabi ni Zoya_JY. Intention can only be good if the receiver doesn't think it as otherwise.
So, intention can only be good if the receiver thinks it's good.
Oo. Oo. Ang mag-judge kung ang intention mo is good or bad ay yung recipient ng action.
Oo. Yes.
Hmm. Tingin mo, Nika?
I agree. Kasi you can think na I intend to help my brother by ano...
Paghihiwalayin ko sila ng jowa niya na tingin ko ay no good.
Ayan, oh, alimbawa ganyan. Intention ko. Pero, ko, he doesn't want to. And he loves that person. So, kung ano man yung gagawin ko, kahit na sobrang ganda ng intentions ko, it will hurt him. So, anong point ng intentions ko na good kung nasaktan ko din naman siya?
Or what if, ito devil's advocate lang, Moms and Soya G. What if mas precise yung regardless of your intentions, ang makakapag-judge lang nung effect niya is yung recipient nung ginawa mo. The other person. So,
di ba yun yung sinabi niya?
Hindi. Kasi intention can only be good or bad. Kasi pwede namang good talaga yung intention. Pero ibang usapan yung effect.
Okay.
So, intentions are interesting, pero mas importante yung effect.
Okay. Yan. Ito naman, sabi ni Blessy May, na maraming Y sa pangalan niya. Money can buy happiness. Ha ha ha.
Unpopular opinion ba to? Parang agree tayong lahat dito.
Oo, parang popular naman to, Blessy.
Oo. Why? Kasi poverty diminishes happiness. Parang, alam naman ang lahat yun, di ba? So, kung ang gamot sa poverty is more economic power, di ba? Pinaganda ko, pera. E di syempre, makaka-alleviate ng suffering yon. So, makaka-cause ng happiness. Pero, to be fair, may data sa US. I'm not sure kung... sino yung respondents, pero may huge body of research na yes, money can buy happiness, pero up to some point lang. After that, average income.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot yung how much eh. Tsaka sa US yon, so dollar.
Mm.
Beyond that, it doesn't matter na.
Mm-mm.
So parang meron lang range ng monthly income na makakapagpasaya sa mga tao. Syempre, para matugunan natin yung mga needs natin, di ba? Pero beyond that, yung excess na, hindi na siya nakaka-add din sa happiness natin. Hinahanap mo ba yung research?
Yeah. Sabi dito, life satisfaction peaks at around $95,000. And also, your emotional well-being can be satisfied at around $60,000 to $75,000.
Tapos beyond that, hindi na nakaka-add pa further. Okay. So, sa mga nalulungkot ngayon,
hanap
minsan
kayo ng...
hindi jowa yung kailangan, eh, no?
Uh-oh.
Pera.
Parang $95,000 yung kailangan.
Oo. Yun, malita bagay lang naman.
Wag lang kayong bumili ng ano, coffee sa coffee shop. Charot! Makakaipon na kayo. Chare!
Oo, yun ang sabi ng millionaires sa ating mga lower socio-economic classes. Wag kasi kayong bumili lagi ng kape. Parang, wow, totoo, yan ang nagpayaman sa'yo. Hindi yung multi-million conglomerate ng parents mo.
Or yung greed mo.
Yan. Okay. Yan. Dami nating galit.
Oo nga. Tsaka, nagbabasa pa lang tayo ng crowdsourced opinions. Ganito na.
Paano pa yung sa atin, mami? Eto, sabi ni Krisia FG, being single for a long time makes you cringe kapag naisip mo, what if magka-jowa ka?
Mm.
Ano kaya yung long time for her, no?
Yung mga 2 weeks.
Charot, 2 weeks! Yeah, may friend ako actually na parang more than 5 years nang single. Like, nagde-date around, pero walang naging relationship since her last boyfriend.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, ngayon, pag iniisip niya, kapag magko-commit siya, parang napapa-double thing siya. Parang,
what the hell for?
Oh, bakit nga? Ba't nga? What for?
Ayun.
So, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wala ako masyadong opinion kasi 1 year lang maximum ko na walang significant other eh. Ikaw ba?
Hindi.
Abay, syempre. Owning it. Ikaw?
Wala akong opinion dito.
Hindi, ano yung longest? Mo na walang significant other? Sige, after mo ko sabihin ng malandi.
Hoy, matagal.
Gaano katagal?
Hindi, wala.
Sabihin mo, aminin mo, buwan lang yan, sure.
I don't want to talk about it. Charot! Ayoko nga magbigay na opinion. Okay na yun.
Okay,
okay na
yung
opinion
mo. Oh, Gigi, ano, yung opinion na natin, entry natin, Nika.
Ito na.
Sige.
Sige, ikaw muna, Carla. Ikaw muna.
Tama na muna. Mm-mm. Oh, sige, sige.
What's your unpopular opinion? What's your hot take?
Eto, hindi siya masyadong hot take.
Ah, sige. What's your lukewarm take?
Maligamgam. Kasi nung nabasa ko yung sa listeners natin, mga entry nila, para ko, ay, ang tame pala nung sa akin. Pero okay lang. No pressure, Carla. Hindi naman to pabonggahan. Anyway, ang unpopular opinion ko is, bullshit yung sinasabi ng mga taong, you shouldn't care what other people think.
May libro pa nga about it eh. Yung The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
Na hindi ko tinapos kasi napaka-ipokrito.
Uh-uh.
For me ah. Sorry, I know many of our listeners love the book. So, peace out. Ito. Bakit BS yung you shouldn't care about what other people think?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's gone too far.
Okay.
Na ginagawa na siyang excuse for being an asshole. Like, Dude, alam nyo ba kung sino lang yung mga tao who genuinely don't care about how other people think?
Teacher Ev.
Yes, Nika.
Teacher Ev, I have an answer.
What's your answer, Nika?
Psychopaths?
Correct!
Yay!
Ding. Legit. Ito ha, just to expound on that, sabi sa Very Well Mind na website, a psychopath doesn't care how their behavior affects other people. They may forget about something that hurts someone, or they may insist that others are overreacting when their feelings are hurt.
Psycho.
So, I hate that this is becoming a convenient excuse for people to be assholes, douchebags. Especially, halimbawa, nasa position of influence ka. For example, celebrity ka. Meron kang ginawa or sinabi na very offensive. Pagkatapos, kapag kinall out ka ng mga tao, sasabihin mo, unbothered. What the?
Respect my opinion.
Seriously?
Or ano lang, unfollow me if you don't like what I say. Oh my God.
Una sa lahat, napaka-ipokrito. Because these people, not all ha, but many of those people using that excuse are also the very same people who crave adoration.
Yes.
And who thrive in validation. Ang bumubuhay sa kanila is validation ng mga tao.
Yes, exactly.
So, napaka-ipokrito. So, sasabihin lang nila yon na we shouldn't be bothered sa kung ano sinasabi ng ibang tao when it's convenient for them. But, when popular opinion is in their favor, ay, ride sila sa what other people think.
Yes, kung pagkakakitaan nila na people like them.
Or kung ikakaboost ng ego nila.
Yes.
Pero pag nahurt na yung ego nila, unbothered dapat. Ayun. And I'm saying na it's hypocrite ha. Kasi, mami, human nature natin to care about what other people think. To start with, try kong i-explain. I know I'm not a neuroscientist, but this one I got from a legit neuroscientist. Hindi ko na maalala kung sino to. Anyway, napanood ko sa isang interview. Yun daw self-concept natin, nabubuo talaga yan sa interaction natin with other people. Kaya nga yung self-concept natin nahuhubog hugely sa kung paano tayo itrato ng environment natin. Yes, especially nung formative years natin. Nung umpisa pa lang na nakakaaninag yung mata natin as babies eh.
Yeah.
Kaya nabubuo yung identity natin or yung awareness natin na bukod tayong entity from other people. Kasi raw, kapag mini-mirror ng moms or ng caregiver yung mga facial expression natin, instinct yun, di ba? Kapag may kalong tayo na baby, tapos kapag nag-pout siya, magpa-pout din tayo.
Ah, yeah.
So, doon na kikita nung bata na, ah, okay, that's the face that I'm doing right now. So, mini-mirror tayo ng paligid natin, at least in our perception.
Okay.
Gets? Kaya rin, very powerful ang mirror neurons natin. We are wired to build a mental model of reality based on our interaction with people. That's why we all have the need to be seen.
Okay.
Plus, kahit anong individualistic ng modern world natin ngayon, which has been the case for, what, the last 200 years lang naman? Eh, gano'n nakatagal yung species natin? Hundreds of thousands of years? So, hindi pa naiiba yung wiring ng utak natin. And we are wired to be social beings as social beings. Tribal pa nga eh, tribal beings. Na for most of human history, kapag na-outcast ka, it literally means death.
Death, yes.
Kasi iiwanan ka ng tribe mo na nomads. Yeah. Iiwanan ka sa ilalim ng puno, bala kang sa makain deserto. Ng tigre, sa disyerto. Mm-hmm. So being an outcast has been a life and death situation for our species for the many hundreds of thousands of years.
Mm-mm.
So it's just human nature na up to now, ganun pa rin yung tendencies natin. There's no escaping. Kaya rin nga, isa sa worst tortures ay isolation. Bartolina.
Yes.
Diba?
Mm-mm.
Anyway, itong mga mukhang random trivia na sinasabi ko, they all point towards the fact na social beings tayo. We are wired for that. And kapag hindi natin ina-acknowledge at ine-embrace to, ang pangit ng effect because many times we end up punishing ourselves for caring about how other people think. Diba? Parang double punishment siya kasi na-hurt na nga tayo. Tapos iisipin natin, no, fuck what they think. I shouldn't care about how they think. Tapos kapag naapektuhan pa rin tayo, sinisisi natin yung sarili natin na, bakit kasi? Carla, ba't ka kasi nagpapa-epekto? Ano ba? So, walang mabuting epekto itong extremist way of thinking na we shouldn't care how other people think. And ultimately, kaya ayoko siya. Kasi tinatanggal niya yung social responsibility natin. We are a part of a bigger whole. So we have to play our part.
Yes.
As a team player, sa workman yan, or as a family member, as a friend sa barkada nyo, as a partner. So imagine, you wouldn't care kung ano yung sasabihin ng team mo, ng partner mo, ng friends mo.
Mm-mm.
How douche can we be? So, yon, nakakawala siya ng accountability. Plus, nai-invalidate natin yung feelings ng other people kapag na-offend sila sa mga sinabi or ginawa natin. O kaya nagmamatigas tayo na, this is just how I am.
Mm-hmm.
Imbis na i-acknowledge natin yung mali natin and do better next time. So, that's my case against the popular belief na we shouldn't care about how other people think. But, syempre, there's a line, may boundary. So, where do we draw the line or the boundary? So, eto yung proposal ko. Instead of insisting na we shouldn't care about how other people think, what if just don't trade off your values and authenticity in exchange for external validation? Malaking difference yun. So, how do we not trade off our authenticity and values for other people's opinions of us? So, ito yung suggestion ko ha. So, step one, discover yourself muna and embrace what's true to you. So, regardless of, for example lang to, regardless of the body you're born into, lalaki ka ba? Babae ka ba? Bakla ka ba? Or sa beliefs mo, atheist ka ba? Agnostic ka ba? Artist ka ba? And then, equally important is discover your values. Kung paano gawin yan, please check out our episode on essentialism. Yes. Para din natin ulitin yung discussion. So, kapag kilala mo na yung sarili mo, which is a lifelong process, alam mo na, na-figure out mo na yung values mo, eto yung step two. I suggest find a tribe or community that celebrates people like you and values like yours. So that way, when they call you out, you'd know na it might be because you're becoming inconsistent with your values. So halimbawa, sa isa kong barkada, yung all-girl tropa ko, feminist kami lahat. So when I see something sexist, for example, as a slur or as a joke, and then they gently call me out, it matters to me. Hindi ko iisipin na I shouldn't care what they think. I-consider ko yun kasi alam ko, pareho kami ng values. Pero kung halimbawa, random stranger lang yan online na mag-call out sa pagiging feminista ko without even understanding what feminism means, yun ang hindi ko lilingunin. And then, step 3, minimize your exposure to people whose opinions do not matter. Like positive or negative feedback man yan. That's why I don't search my name in the internet. I learned that from Sandra Bullock. Worst thing to do raw yon na i-search yung pangalan mo sa internet. Syempre hindi naman kami kasing sikat ni Sandra Bullock, no. Pero it makes sense to me na random comments can deeply affect your self-confidence, self-esteem, self-worth. Eh, hindi mo naman mafi-filter out kung ano yung mga mababasa mo, di ba? So, might as well, like halimbawa sa podcasting or sa pagtuturo, I rely on systematic feedback. Systematic anonymous feedback instead of phishing sa internet anong mga sinasabi nila about Carla.
So, kung gagawa ng ganon, like, meron kang close circle of people that you will listen to, na sila lang, you will value their opinion. What if pare-pareho kayong mag-isip? What if pare-pareho kayo ng values na, for example, yung ginawa mo, nagkalat ka sa kalsada, nag-littering ka, tapos all your friends also believe na, okay lang yun, na mag-littering ka. May magwawalis naman yan eh.
Shocks.
Paano yun?
Tapos confirmation bias pa. No?
Oo. Or yun nga, what if you're a celebrity and meron ka talagang maling nagawa, pero dahil ang pinapakinggan mo lang is your friends na pare-pareho kayo ng opinion na okay lang yan, wag ka na makinig sa kanila. Don't be bothered. Paano yun?
Plus, pag celebrity ka nga pala, we know this ha, kasi nakapagtrabaho na tayo with celebrities na sa showbiz, guys, legit, ang trato ng majority ng mga people sa celebs ay kiss ass. Kiss ass talaga. Paano nga ba? Reminds me of this tweet. Teka, sinave ko yun eh. Ayan, sabi ni Todd Nesloney, make sure your circle includes people who will tell you no. Are you sure? Have you thought about it this way? That was inappropriate. We have to have people in our circles who will push back, challenge, and therein make us better. All from a place of love.
Love it.
I love it too. Kaya siguro ganyan yung perspective ko kasi lahat yata ng friends ko, ganito kayo eh. Kino-call out nyo ako pag may mga questionable opinions ako para sa inyo. Pero paano nga yung mga hindi ganun ng composition ng social circles, no?
Eh, humanap na kayo ng kaibigang mahilig mangontra. Charot.
Or hindi naman sa mahilig mangontra, no?
Joke lang.
Pero comfortable in expressing dissenting opinions.
I agree. And also siguro, in the case nga of that, if you're a celebrity or an influential person, yung sinabi mo nga kanina na meron kang social responsibility.
Exactly. Yun yung tricky eh. So yung mga in power, parang yung power paradox na book, di ba? Sinasabi doon, mientras tumataas ka sa hierarchy ng power, mas nagiging kiss-ass yung mga tao. So, mas nagiging hindi ka grounded sa reality or sa sentiment ng mga tao. And, syempre, habang tumataas ka sa hierarchy ng power, if there's such a thing, basta point is, the more power you have, mas significant yung impact or mas malaki yung impact ng mga sinasabi at ginagawa mo.
So, basically, the more powerful you are, the more you should be aware na you have to keep yourself grounded.
Pero ang crucial din kasi ng kanino ka makikinig. Kasi, di ba nga sabi, kung lahat ng taho lilingunin mo, we'll never get to our destination. So we have to be selective also eh. Ang delikado lang if nagse-select lang tayo ng mga taong papakinggan based on those people who already agree with us.
Mm-mm.
Like, merong tayong kilala na nakikinig lang sa mga feedback na positive, tapos inaaway niya online yung mga negative feedback on his work. Diba? So, how not to be like that? Shucks! Oo nga, no? Pwede bang palitan ko na lang tong entry ko?
Valid naman yung entry mo, pero...
I think incomplete itong proposal ko. Pero in summary, we need to differentiate mema, comments, from constructive feedback. And ang dapat lang nating pakinggan para i-base yung adjustments natin or yung growth natin ay yung mga feedback na in accordance with our authentic selves and our values. Kasi hindi kayong sinasabi mo, what if yung values talaga natin yung bulok? Yun yung hindi ko masagot.
Oo nga naman. Ibang problema na yon.
Oo.
Okay.
Kasi kung bulok yung values mo and then you find a tribe celebrating those values also, bardagula na lang. Charot. Yun yung problematic. So, yun yung hindi ko pa naisip at hindi ko pa alam ang sagot sa ngayon. How do we make sure or how do we avoid pala having rotten values?
Okay.
Gosh!
So, medyo ibang topic. Isang buong episode yun.
Okay. So, ito na lang muna yung pinopropose ko.
Mm.
Know yourself.
Mm-mm.
Know your values.
Mm-hmm.
Protect and nurture them by being in a tribe or in communities with the same values.
Mm-hmm.
Para yung mga feedback nila more or less ina-uphold yung person that you are or person you want to be. We did not evolve to handle hundreds, if not thousands,
uh-huh,
of opinions or comments, feedback from strangers.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Like, last year, meron akong post na nag-blow up. Political post na nag-blow up.
Mm.
So, nung una binabasa ko pa, tsaka nagko-comment pa ako, kapag friends, kakilala. Pero nung umabot na ng hundreds yung comments, and some of which were hostile already, I stopped na. I stopped reading.
Mm-mm.
Not even those well-intentioned comments. Mm-mm. No na. Parang... self-care na lang din.
Okay.
Not because unbothered ako, pero sa tingin ko kasi at that time, wala nang space for discourse. So, wala nang sense pumatol. Yun.
Got it.
Okay, so we should care about how other people think, especially kung may effect yung behaviors natin sa kanila.
Yes!
Oo. Okay, punta muna tayo sa comments ng fellow adults muna natin.
Sige. All right. Ito naman, sabi ni Alias ML. Wow.
From
very ano, action star.
Sige gang.
Ayan. Hindi, ito. Sabi ni ML, yung kanya daw unpopular opinion ay trans women in women's sports. Torn ako kung fair or not to allow them to join. Sabi niya, she's leaning towards not allowing them to join. Pero the reason why I'm torn is kasi di ko talaga fully understood yung extent.
Mm-hmm. I think she went on to explain pa na she fully embraces the identity. It's not an identity issue.
Uh-huh.
Pero yung physical advantage daw ng mga AMAB or assigned male at birth.
Mm-mm.
Yun.
Yeah, I agree. Medyo parang kailangan pa siyang aralan ng mabuti tsaka maglagay ng lots of specifics. Kasi lalo na in sports where it's a physical aspect. And some mm-mm. trans people, mm-mm. not just trans women, pero trans men din, who take hormones mm-mm. that can either enhance their sports mm-mm. performance or diminish their sports performance. Mm-mm. So,
daming factors.
Yes, maraming factors. So, kailangan, kung mangyayari man to, dapat aaralin yung mga technicalities of that. And dapat, across the board, pantay-pantay mm-hmm. yung gagawin na ganito yung rules. Ganyan.
So,
and,
ang responsibility to solve that is dun sa sports body.
Oo. Diba? And those sports bodies should also take into consideration yung mga stakeholders. So, dapat kakausap mm. ka ng trans women, cis people, etc., athletes, mm-mm, diba? Mm-mm. Experts on sports science. Mm-mm. Diba? So, it's still a long way to go.
Yeah. And I love the acknowledgement, Nika, ni mm-mm. ML, and natin na we still don't understand enough to mm-hmm. have a fully formed opinion. Mm-mm-mm. It's totally fine, guys. It's totally fine to not yet have a fully formed opinion. Kasi gusto sana natin informed opinion eh. So kung kulang pa yung information, okay lang na hindi pa set in stone yung mga opinion natin.
Agree.
Okay, good job, good job. All Eto, right. sabi naman ni
Ashley.
Codename Ashley. Sabi niya, in general, all things considered, both parties are gainfully employed. Men should pay for dates. Hot take!
Okay.
Eto naman, sabi ni KR. Hoy, si KR ang may sabi nito ah.
I disagree.
Huwag na natin i-reveal yung buong pangalan niya for her own protection. Sabi ni KR, K-pop is overrated.
Uy, grabe ka naman, KR. Ang lakas maka-generalize. Buong K-pop talaga. Charot!
Baka yung ano lang, ah! Char! Baka si ano lang, charot, charot, charot!
Okay.
Ito, may isa pang entry si Skyleen. Mm. Ito yung pinaka-profound of all so far.
I think ito yung, feeling ko makakancel yung show natin dahil dito sa...
Dahil dito, no?
Unpopular opinion na to ni Skyleen.
Knock on wood, pero sige, i-include natin sa edit.
Oo, yes.
For sige. Transparency.
Sige, sige. For transparency.
So sabi ni Skyleen, mayonnaise is a better dip than ketchup.
Ay nako, I disagree. Charot.
I disagree also. Block user mo nga to. Charot.
Huwag ka na makinig ng podcast namin, Skyleen, ha? Charot.
If you don't agree with us, unfollow us. Charot. Hindi mo ganun. Kailangan natin ng followers.
Agree. Mayonnaise. Masarap naman yung mayonnaise. I like mayonnaise, but I cannot agree that it's better than ketchup.
Or pwede bang compromise yung mayonnaise na may ketchup, tapos pinaghalo, tapos nagiging pink?
Sige, okay. Okay, okay ako dun.
Okay na dressing yun okay, sa mga salad.
Okay din.
Sige, sige.
Yan. Yun po, nakita nyo po, na-witness nyo ang healthy discourse about mayonnaise and ketchup.
Yes. O, ikaw, mami, it's your turn para manggigil.
Hindi ako nagigigil, pero I'm scared to say this ano bang, out loud.
Ano bang entry mo?
Okay.
Ano ang hot take / unpopular opinion mo?
Okay.
Nakabahan ako for you, ah.
My unpopular opinion is body positivity can be harmful.
Oh.
So, yung body positivity movement, it's a movement. Mm. So, it's a good thing, actually. Positive nga siya.
Movement meaning campaign of some sort.
Of beliefs, uh-oh. Ganyan.
Uh-oh.
So, body positivity means you think of your body positively, you mm-hmm. accept your body, mm-mm. whatever size or form it is, mm-hmm. its appearance, ganyan, you accept it, you love it, you appreciate it, ganyan. Mm-mm. So, yun yung parang pinaniniwalaan sa body positivity movement.
Yun yung gist.
Yun yung gist. Which is a good thing naman. Kaya rebels naman tayo doon. Yung movement na yan nag-start because in the 70s or 80s, parang ganon, some Americans were challenging the diet industry. So, parang medyo malakas kasi yung diet culture, di ba, that time. Oh, lose weight by following the Chuva Chuva diet. California Chuva diet.
Especially for women.
Especially for women. Yes.
And i-share ko lang, mami, ya. Alam mo kung bakit especially for women? Kasi back then, well, matagal naman na ang patriarchy. Pero, specifically during those decades, ang thinking pa was that hindi pa advance yung science nun eh. Tsaka yung mga research. Ang thinking was that women were too fragile para mag-physical exercise. So since we can't burn enough calories, mag-dieta na lang. Pero, ang underlying pa nun is the history long expectation na ang babae dapat maganda, dapat sexy all the time.
So, yun. Doon nag-umpisa yung body positivity movement. They're challenging the diet industry na harmful, pati yung mga fat-phobic advertising na lahat ng babae may pare-pareho yung shape. Either may faces yan eh. Merong time na sobrang thin ng mga babae. Meron namang time na sobrang curvy. Yung hourglass figure, laki ng boobs, ang liit-liit ng bewang, ang laki-laki ng hips. Yan, iba-iba. Diba, nag-change siya over time.
Oo. Yung beauty standards.
Beauty standard, yes. The body standard. Pero lahat pa rin yun, marami pa rin ay fat-phobic. Lalo na in advertising. Because what you see, pare-pareho itsura ng babae, may certain body standard. And it's also against body shaming, yung movement. So, overall, okay naman yung body positivity.
We like that.
Yeah, we like it. It helped me personally because I don't conform to the beauty standards of media. Ganyan. So, I accepted na. Okay,
i-describe nga natin for mga people who haven't seen us.
Na meron tayong mga bilbil, may mga folds.
Fit si Nika ha, morena siya. Eh, ang beauty standards nga, di ba? I mean, star maputi. Cinema pa lang. Maputi, matangkad.
Yata, diba? Lahat yan, hindi ako yan.
Di siya maputi, di siya matangkad.
And then, when this movement happened, body positivity, accepting our bodies, and we are seeing more and more diverse kinds of bodies and beauties. I'm specifically talking about body shape and body size. Ha? Then, pa muna sa body color. I don't even care about that.
Oo nga. Kasi mamuscle ka, di ba?
Ayan. Mga body type.
Like, kahit hindi mag-weight training si Nika, magbuhat lang yan ng timba ng tatlong araw, nagkakamuscle na siya.
Actually, totoo yan. Sabi rin ni Pao, bakit may cuts ka na? Pareho lang naman tayo ng ginagawa. Bakit may cuts ka na? Anyway, and being maskulada like that, parang nagsabi, eh, hindi feminine. Ba't ganyan yung legs?
Yes.
Legs mo parang legs ng magsasaka. Parang ganon.
That's so wrong in so many levels. Oh my
God. I know. Hindi ba yung strong? Pag magsasaka, di ba strong yun? But anyway, because of the body positivity movement, it helped me accept my body and appreciate it na maganda yung katawan ko kahit na hindi yun yung nakikita ko on TV. Kasi unti-unti na nga nagiging iba yung nakikita natin sa social media, iba-ibang body shapes and sizes, etc. etc. So, I love it. It helped me.
Dati kasi, naka-funnel lang, may gatekeeping sa kung ano yung ipapakita na quote-unquote maganda or sexy.
Yeah.
As in, may mga tao lang na nagde-decide kung ano lang yung ipapakita sa media na, ito yung maganda ha. O ito yung sexy ha. Yung mga model, guys, nagtatrabaho kami sa media, legit. Yung mga model, pag namimili sa catalog, meron niyang class A, class B, class C. Kahit mga bata, iba-iba ng presyo, depende sa kung gaano ka, quote-unquote, pasok. Ganda.
Oo, kung gaano ka kapasok sa beauty standard.
Oo, halimbawa, yung bata, cute-cute talaga, mukhang rich kid, ganyan. Pero, kakabungi lang niya. From class A, bababayan ng class B. No kidding. Anyway, back to what you were saying, Nika.
Ayun. So, I like body positivity. It helped me personally. Marami siyang babaeng natulungan give a better view of themselves.
People in general, hindi lang babae.
Agree. Pero I think it's getting harmful now because it has gone too far.
How? Paano siya nag-go too far?
May mga example. So, I agree with celebrating every body type na iba-iba yung katawan natin. But I do not agree with celebrating an unhealthy lifestyle.
What do you mean, so, unhealthy lifestyle? Baka magkakaiba tayo ng iniisip. For you, ano yon?
Yung mga bad eating habits, like eating fatty food, or mga smoking, ganyan. And that can lead to obesity or being overweight. Or even, sometimes even discouraging physical activity, ganyan. You just accept your body as it is. You don't have to change it. Minsan may ganong extreme levels, ha? So, it's important that we acknowledge that being overweight or obese can have negative health consequences.
Hindi lang siya can have, it has.
Yes.
It's harmful.
It is. Kasi isa sa mga sinasabi nila right now, one of the popular phrases na naririnig ko or nababasa ko on social media is that you can be healthy at any size. Okay, pause tayo saglit. Pause tayo sandali. Isip tayo. At any size. Pero, I'm sorry, being overweight or obese is a legit health concern. Let me enumerate the health risks linked to obesity and being overweight.
Okay.
Compared to people with healthy weight or standard healthy weight na considered by health professionals, those who are obese or overweight are at increased risk for many serious diseases and health concerns like high blood pressure or hypertension, high LDL cholesterol, yan yung bad cholesterol na diniscuss natin dati sa ating trans fat episode, if you still remember.
Big fat lies.
Yes, yan. It's also a risk for type 2 diabetes, coronary heart disease, stroke, gallbladder disease, or osteoarthritis, or yung paghina ng mga cartilage sa mga joints natin kasi mabigat ka. Sleep apnea and breathing problems. Hirapan yung puso mo, hirapan yung baga mo, magpump ng blood, ng oxygen, huminga, etc. It's a risk for many types of cancer. And you have a lower quality of life. Hirap kang maglakad. Hirap kang gumawa ng ibang bagay because you're overweight. It's hard to care yourself. It's even linked to mental illness like depression, clinical depression, anxiety, and other mental disorders. And a lot of body pain and difficulty with physical functioning.
So, yung quality of life, no?
Yes. So, it's a legit health concern. So, yung sinasabi na you can be healthy at any size, I think we have to rethink that.
I think it's irresponsibly misleading.
So, yon.
It's like saying smoking can be healthy. Like siguro may 0.5 cases that it can be healthy for whatever reason na hindi ko pa alam. Pero what about the 99.MLU%, diba? Di ko na na-minus-minus. Diba? Di ko na na-add mat kasi. Anyway, yeah, I think that statement is irresponsible.
Yes, yung you can be healthy at any size.
Oo.
I think body positivity is great, but being body positive also means we should be body realists. Yung sa true lang. Yung facts lang na proven by health experts, ganyan.
I think ang sinasabi, Monica, is obesity makes you unhealthy. But it doesn't make you unworthy.
Yes. Oo naman.
Na I think yun yung crucial delineation, crucial point. Kasi ang point ng body positivity is that you are worthy no matter what size you are in.
Yes. You can be worthy at any size.
Yes, at any color. Yes. Any sound, any itsura. But being worthy doesn't automatically makes us healthy. Magkaiba yun. So parang, tama ba Nika? Tulad nung kanina na na-discuss ko, parang yung good intention netong popular belief na to, nagiging excuse na siya na maging complacent or pabaya yung mga tao sa katawan nila.
Yes. Can be like that.
I think ang isa kasi sa maraming main problems when it comes to body issues is yung over-identification natin with our body. I'm not saying na yun lang ha. Kasi problematic naman na talaga yung history long conditioning ng lipunan sa atin to hate our own bodies. So, itong babanggitin ko, effect na lang siya nung mas matagal ng problema na yun.
Okay.
Ito nga, yung over-identification natin with our bodies. Let's remind ourselves na we are not our bodies. Part lang to ng existence natin.
Bodies ba? Or appearance?
Bodies. Kasi ito, thought experiment. May mga taong amputee, di ba? So, kung na-amputate yung kalahati ng katawan nila, do they become half a person?
Yes.
Sabi ni. I know. O yung sa mga nagsabing yes ha, kitakit sa imperno. Anyway, the point is, yung worth natin as human beings, hindi nakaangkla sa katawan natin. Like yung mga quadriplegic, wala nang limbs yun, di ba? Hindi naman nababawasan yung worth nila as human beings, di ba? May sikat pang ang inspirational speaker, di ba?
Yeah.
Si Nick Vujicic. I hope I said it right. Yun. Pero yun, point lang is, it's not healthy to base our worth on our bodies. Parang parte siya ng existence natin. Pero it's just as unhealthy as basing our worth on our achievements or on our popularity. Fleeting lang din ang body. Kumbaga, vessel lang natin to. Vessel lang siya ng existence natin. Kaya rin, meron tayong responsibility na ingatan siya.
I agree.
Yun. So, that's one. Sana ma-unlearn natin yung over-identification natin with our bodies. I know the concept might be alien or mindfuck for some, pero at least man lang plant that idea na isa sa mga paulit-ulit tinuturo actually sa mindfulness and Buddhism. Second na important differentiation, I think, ay yung difference ng guilt versus shame. Kasi kapag nagbabody shame tayo, eto na yung ina-attack natin yung worth nung tao. Pero yung guilt, like we do something unhealthy, such as not giving ourselves enough rest, di tayo natutulog ng maayos, okay lang na mag-guilty. Kasi ibig sabihin nun, we feel uncomfortable in doing something wrong. And then, it leads us to making up for it. But shame doesn't lead us to doing better. It leads us to hating ourselves. So, sobrang agree ako dun sa body positivity movement na we should not shame people for their bodies. Pero for me, meron din namang healthy amount of guilt. Na when we do something harmful to our bodies, it's okay, it's even healthy to feel guilty about it. Like pag may kinain akong unhealthy, nagigilty ako, so magdi-detox ako. Some days or weeks after, or I eat too much carbs, tatakbo muna ako para ma-burn yun. Kasi may guilt na, shucks, what did I do to my body? Sorry, body, you don't deserve this. Bawi ako. So, coming siya from a place of love for the body, hindi siya coming from a place of hatred sa katawan natin. yon yung nakikita kong important difference na sana napoproliferate din ng body positivity movement.
Alright, yun. That's my hot take.
Okay. Fellow adults, kung may unpopular opinions din kayo and you're feeling brave today, please share this episode with your thoughts in the caption. Or if you're not feeling brave today, share nyo pa rin tong episode. Tapos huwag nyo nalang lagyan ng entry nyo. Charot. Pakitag rin kami po. Our handle is It's an Adult Thing.
And for more unpopular eme, Carla and I will share some unpopular or not yet widely known adulting hacks that might help you in your adulting journey. Napaisip talaga ako kung unpopular ba yung isushare ka. But anyway, para sa new listeners na hindi pa familiar, ito po ang tinatawag naming Reco Round or Recommendation Round, ang bonus segment na regalo namin para sa inyo.
Yeah.
Na mga tumatapos ng episode namin up to the last minute hanggang sa disclaimer ng Podcast Network Asia.
Diba?
Yan. Ito. Ito po. So what's your reco for today, Carla?
Ang recommendation ko, shocks, body image din to, mami. Kasi lumaki tayo sa kultura na may mass media na ang pinapakita lang na magandang buhok ay straight, diba?
Oo nga.
Kaya sobrang natutuwa ako sa curly girl or curly guy movement.
Ooh.
Kasi nase-celebrate yung authentic selves natin.
Yes.
Like for most of my adult life, nagpapastraight ako ng buhok. Simula pandemic lang ako nag-stop. Una kasi pandemic, di ba?
Correct.
Di naman tayo makapunta sa parlor. And yun nga, yung mga friends kong kulot na nauna na, mag-CGM, curly girl method or curly guy method. Ang glorious nung buhok nila, mami. Ang cute, ang ganda nung curls. And I was like, pina-perm mo, digi-perm or whatever. Hindi, kulot talaga ako. Parang, what? You've been kulot all
your life?
Oo. So, shinare nila, i-search daw yung CGM, curly girl method. Masyadong tedious yung full-blown method. So for me, ang ginagawa ko lang, shampoo na walang silicone, paraben, SLS, sulfate, MME, alcohol. Basta yung mga ganon. Tapos conditioner din na ganon. And then, pag gusto ko maglugay, some styling product. Yun lang. Yung iba kasi ang daming steps eh. Sobrang nakakatamad. But anyway, ako naka-minimalist CGM. Tapos ako mismo nagugulat na, OMG, ganito pala ako kakulot. Akala ko dati, wavy lang yung hair ko. Yun pala, kaya siya wavy. Kasi yung mga popular and mass-produced products for hair, merong straightening ingredient. Kasi nga, ang konsepto is that beautiful hair is equal to straight hair. So, kung kulot ka, tapos lagyan mo consistently yan ng mga straightening product without you knowing, magiging frizzy yung hair mo. Kasi manlalaban yung kulot mo eh.
Yeah.
So, mukha siyang unruly. Tapos, nung tinanggal ko na yung mga straightening products na meron pala sa mga sikat na brands, hala, mami! Ang kulot ko, oh, like big curls.
Yeah.
I like my curls. Yun. So, natuwa ako na, wow, I'm finally liking my natural hair.
Love it.
So, CGM.
Ayun.
How about you, mami? What's your reco for today, Nika?
My recommendation is to use coconut oil to remove your makeup.
Speaking of oil.
Yes. So, like, eto yung lipstick ko. Hindi siya matatanggal ng normal water lang.
Okay.
To remove it talaga. Tsaka masama rin kasi yung may nag-sustain na makeup na matagal sa face mo. Kasi it can clog your pores, it can dry your lips or dry skin. So use coconut oil if you don't have makeup remover. Nakaka-moisturize pa.
Pero better ba kung makeup remover or better yung coconut oil?
Can't say if it's better, but I prefer coconut oil kasi natural. So, parang less likely na may chemicals, ganyan.
Ah, gets. Alcohol.
Oo. So, mas gusto ko na yung natural na ano way to remove it.
Question. Ignorant question to. So, brace yourself. Mm. Di ba may mga coconut oil na pang luto? Cooking oil?
I think it's different. Don't use cooking oil on your face.
Ah, okay. Noted, noted.
Because you're not cooking.
Bilang alam mo naman ang pagka-ignorante ko sa cosmetics, mami, di ba? Okay, carry,
so, like, use virgin coconut oil, ganyan. But not cooking oil.
In fairness, VCO din yung gamit ko sa buhok ko. Very good si VCO na, virgin coconut oil.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my adulting recommendation.
Alright. Guys, kung meron din kayong adulting recommendation, please send us a voice clip habang kinakwento nyo yung reco nyo.
Yes.
1 minute max, please. And then sana tahimik yung background. And hopefully, hindi pa namin nare-reco sa previous episode. So, just send your voice clips to our Facebook or Instagram inbox and then we will play them in our future episodes.
Yes, we'd love to hear your voices and your recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
Shasha. Until then, fellow adults, sibat na muna kami. This has been Mika
and Carla standing up for what makes sense to us even if or especially when the world thinks otherwise. Because
it's an adult thing!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.